Now on Mitchell's Front Page, Trent, talking tech.
Hey, good morning, Trent. How are you?
Morning, Mitchell. Yeah, great.
Good to speak to you this morning. And tell us about what's happening at Telstra.
Yeah, it's a bit of a surprise move. They're getting ready for the launch of the brand new Samsung Galaxy, which was announced in recent months. They've decided that they'll start upping the ante on data, which they've previously been very, you know, cautious about giving increases on, and they're going to start upping data pretty wonderfully. So just as an example, if you sign on a new plan from April 9 and you go on, for an example, a $95 mobile accelerate plan, you'll get 3.5 gigabytes more data a month, which on top of what's already offered brings it to around 6 gig. And one plan even goes up as far as 10 gigabytes of data, which is really surprising for Telstra. But, you know, not only new customers are going to be able to take advantage of this, the Bring Your Own Device plans will also have data bonuses, and one customer confirmed yesterday that they will be providing a free increase for existing customers as well, which is fantastic news for someone like me who tends to use a lot of data on the go and, you know, always goes over that allowance.
It's an interesting situation because with Optus, for example, I'm an Optus customer, and I'm paying the same now for a new plan, getting about 5 gigabytes of data per month, whereas previously I think I only got about 1.5 to 2 gigabytes. So everyone's ramping up their data. But it's been something that the telcos have been quite restrictive on for quite a long time. When you look at the changes in internet and more people are watching videos on their phones now on the go and that sort of thing, and are doing the music streaming, and the telcos haven't really been interested in catching up, have they?
Yeah, they haven't been keen for it. They've always wanted to cash in on data. And, you know, the need for more data is really prevalent in the current setup because, you know, they're turning on more of these 4G services which allow really quick downloads. And if you haven't got the data allowance there, you're just going to, you know, spoil whatever data allowance you've got.
But one interesting thing is when you go over your data allowance, like, for example, with Optus, they charge, I think, $10 per gigabyte that you go over. That's new because usually it was some ridiculous amount, like $1 per megabyte or something.
Yeah, Telstra at one stage or another were charging per kilobyte, which is a very small amount measurement of data, and that would add up very, very, very quickly. And I must confess, I have actually gone over in those periods, and coughs the old hip pocket a bit.
That's right. It makes you think twice before doing it again, but somehow you end up doing it again anyway.
Yeah, true. You try and keep away from those mistakes.
Yeah, that's right. But is there any news from Telstra that they may be relaxing a bit more of that sort of, like taking the Optus approach, where it's a bit cheaper if you go over?
I'm not sure on the actual data allowance once you go over. I'm not sure they're actually making any adjustments there. They're just increasing the data allowances and making, you know, some of the current and new plans, more enticing, I guess, for new customers.
Because, yeah, for me, that's a really big factor, is because you're probably always going to go over at some stage or another.
Yeah.
Especially once you start, say, tethering your phone and then using your laptop off your phone internet, and that's when the data just goes through the roof.
Yeah, or if you're one of those young people today that tend to watch a lot of videos on social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, they eat up your data as well pretty well.
Now, there's a special notepad that can be erased and reused somehow using a microwave.
Yeah, this is an awesome idea. You know, you never get the feeling of using pen and paper as much as you try with the modern tablets of today. A lot of them have got the functionality, but people are just lost on that feeling. But as some developers in the US have come up with a technology which makes essentially a reusable notebook. So you use a type of pen, Pilot Friction pens, they call them, Friction pens, I should say, and it's a thermosensitive ink which turns clear when exposed to high temperatures. And with a special notebook that they've created, you can write your notes down and digitise them with an application, and then put the notepad in the microwave and just heat it for a little while, and then use it again.
That's bizarre, but it sounds great.
It's a great concept for people who have continually filling notebooks and people who want to keep all their notes but really don't want to keep the paper hanging around. And, you know, you can still get involved. It's another one of those crowdsourced projects at the moment. They achieved their funding goal in just a couple of days, but they are saying you can go online. The product is called Rocketbook, and you only look for a pledge of $25, and they're expecting to ship in July.
Very exciting. And a British farmer is giving up on the sheepdog because he's bringing in a drone, is that right?
Yeah, there's a farmer, he's actually in Ireland, but he's the son of a photographer who has been using drone technologies for a little while. And they thought they'd, you know, just have a bit of a crack at connecting up a drone and putting a camera on and flying it around the yard to do a bit of sheep herding, and found it was a very easy way to herd up the sheep. He's decided to purchase his own now and christened his drone Shep. And Shep is in action on YouTube if you want to have a look, with the tune from the Benny Hill Show as the music.
Right.
It's viewed over 80,000 times on YouTube since it's been posted. But, you know, making some real-world use of drones and not just flying them around taking photos and causing trouble like some people are doing in our skies at the moment with them.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting. Trent, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Really appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Great to catch up with you.
Thank you. Trent Geddes there, our program technical commentator. Catch his website. It's trent.net.au. He puts all of his tech stories up there.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.